Good morning. That large ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere continues to dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England, bringing unseasonable warmth to our area. At the surface, the high pressure center, which had also been dominating the weather, is now creeping off the eastern seaboard. This is allowing some moisture to move in from the mid-Atlantic region, mainly in the form of some low clouds and fog, but also a couple of sprinkles creeping in through the Lehigh Valley and into the southern parts of the Catskills. So with partly sunny skies today, temperatures should still climb with a southerly wind flow into the middle 60s on average. Some places could reach the 70-degree mark, especially where there's more sun north of I-90 and toward the Canadian border. Other locations will get socked in with more clouds and not only the chance for a few showers, but some fog and drizzle as well. More moisture will creep in from the south tonight with mostly cloudy skies. We'll have areas of fog and drizzle, but this will keep temperatures up unseasonably mild overnight with lows staying in the 50s. And with a southwesterly wind flow increasing tomorrow out ahead of the next front, temperatures will surge through the 60s and into the lower 70s near record warmth throughout the area. Mostly cloudy skies, though, eventually will lead to scattered showers as that front approaches from the west. The front will push through the region late day tomorrow and will start a clearing trend tomorrow night. With a mix of sun and clouds and a northwest breeze on Saturday, it will be much cooler with highs back into the mid-50s. High pressure will settle in with mostly sunny skies but cool air on Sunday with highs staying in the upper 40s to around 50 degrees. Another ridge of high pressure will build in next week, perhaps not quite as strong as this one, but still keep it dry and relatively mild. With a mix of sun and clouds Monday through Wednesday, temperatures will be back into the middle 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of southern Oklahoma into central Texas. Daytime heating will contribute to more buoyancy in this region, where dew points are expected to rise through the upper 60s to around 70. Deep layer shear is also forecast to increase markedly across this area, and it appears hail and wind will be the primary threats with developing thunderstorms. And the widespread snow across the west will slowly taper off today in the wake of the relatively strong low-pressure system that moved through the Rockies and into the high plains. Still, another 6 to 12 inches of snow is possible in the ski areas of Colorado. And flash flood watches have been issued for parts of central Texas, including the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Showers and storms will gradually increase in coverage today with 1 to 2 inches of rain over already saturated grounds in many locations. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Golden Rock, St. Kitts and Nevis at 1 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. And the last report of hail was at Amman, Jordan at 2 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/3 of a mile visibility under cloudy skies and 39 degrees with a west wind at 41 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 24 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 45, 83% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.25 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Tampa, Naples, Fort Myers, and Cross City, all in Florida, to a low of 9 at Burns, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with fog and a chance of showers in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 69 degrees, the low 40, the average temperature 55, that's 11 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0.02 of an inch for the month, which is 0.44 below average. And 33.25 inches for the year, which is 0.34 below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees, the average low 34, the record high 75 set in 1994, and the record low 17 in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 6:34 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:43 p.m., 10 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower today and highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and drizzle and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with the risk of a shower in the Catskills and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and drizzle and lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower today and highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and drizzle and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny with the risk of a shower today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and some drizzle with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and warm with scattered showers in the afternoon, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, and much cooler Saturday, mid 50s. Mostly sunny Sunday, upper 40s to around 50, sunny in the mid-50s Monday, and a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.